Ulysses Grant is generally considered a great general who made a lousy president. Certainly his fitness as a military commander can't be questioned. More than anything else, Grant's willingness to stomach horrendous casualties while he pressed his manpower advantage won the Civil War. In a single month, he lost nearly half his 100,000-man army. But Lincoln consistently refused to part with Grant, telling his cabinet, "I cannot spare this man. He fights." As president, though, Grant fought little, except to defend several obviously corrupt cronies. For the most part, he allowed Republican regulars to dominate his administration. They used federal troops to prop up carpetbag regimes in the South, and in the North hatched grandiose schemes to raid the federal treasury. In Grant's defense, and recent scholarship has been more sympathetic towards him, he never professed to be much of a policymaker. As a general, he famously relied on subordinates who knew his mind and could be trusted to work out the details. As president, he behaved in much the same way, giving advice only when asked, and promising repeatedly to carry out the will of Congress rather than make policy on his own. Near the end of his first term, however, the Republican machine persuaded him to take a more active stance on Reconstruction. Backing tough Republican measures and making the suppression of Southern violence a central test of his administration. At first, Grant was effective. Using the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, he declared martial law and repressed the Klan long enough for freed slaves to vote in and Republican regulars to win several important state and local elections. By 1875, however, it had become quite clear that Northern resolve was weakening and that escalating Southern violence against blacks would soon return control of the South to the Democrats. Republican regulars remained fiercely loyal to the general, but the intellectual elites who later wrote the history of the Grant era felt no such bonds of affection, and in their estimation, Grant was simply a failure.